Hi, we're called Middle Miss Red from Budapest, and you're listening to Radio SVH.
Hello, guys. Tell me a little bit about the band named Middle Mist Red.
It's not really like a long story because we've like had like numerous names that we didn't play with. And then Shoma, the singer Shoma, came up with this name, Middle Mist Red, because he searched for the rarest animals in the world. He didn't find anything. Then he searched for the rarest flower in the world, and it's the Middle Mist Red. So it's doesn't really connect with our music or anything, but it just sounds good to us, so we stick with that.
What genre would you classify yourself as?
It's kind of based upon 60s and 70s rock and roll music, but I would say it has a lot to do with this slowly emerging, but very exceedingly, this neo-psychedelia that's been around these years. So these two kind of stuff, but as well as hip-hop and jazz and stuff like that.
How do you think what skills are important for success in music?
I think you must be strong enough, I mean, to like do 4 concerts in a day without sleeping and anything. You just have to love music, and I think this is the most important thing, that you love your music.
So what are your expectations about your Sonic?
Well, so far it has been great. Like yesterday we like had 4 shows almost. Well, one acoustic show, and yeah, everyone was really friendly and very open to, you know, Eastern European music as well, so we're hopeful, yeah.
At your Sonic, there are many people from different countries, so how do you think people from different countries react to music in different ways?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, it turns out that in the last couple of years, like, people like more, I don't know, interested about music from different countries. In the past, it was maybe only English and American bands, maybe like Swedish bands, but this time, I mean, this whole Eurosonic is like based on Central East European region, so they are really like open to bands from different places. I mean, you can find bands from all over the world, I guess. I hope they will find out that we're like pretty good band that could stand next to any kind of like professional band.
What makes a song popular for you? The lyrics of the song or the melody?
I think it's mainly in the melody. I mean, if the lyrics are good, it's pretty, I really like good lyrics, but if there's an instrumental about something and the melodies and the riffs are catchy, then I don't know, we like all kinds of music. But lately Shoma is really like eager to find good lyrics, lyrics, and if he like disappointed in some of them, then it ruins the whole song. So we'd like to like write new music and good lyrics too. So yeah, the combination of two is really important.
How would you describe the music scene in Hungary?
Well, there's a lot of type of music around in Hungary. I guess that's the case in most European countries and maybe overseas as well. But I think it's a very concentrated thing if you think about the mainstream kind of music scene in Hungary. But all in all, everyone is really friendly and there's a good music community. I just think we can't really find a big audience for our kind of music. The one we have right now, the audience that come to our shows in Hungary, we much appreciate them and they're very good. But I just think this could work abroad a bit better, maybe. I'm just guessing.
What would people be surprised to know about the band Middle Mist Red?
Well, maybe sometimes people get surprised that we're only like 3 years old and we got to play like such cool places like this. I guess our music is quality stuff, so I hope that they will like get like surprised if they see us.
What advice would you give to the future musicians?
You have to trust in your music and you have to trust in your audience and you have to just keep on going. I mean, really, just okay, keep on moving on, yeah.
If you could be any musician in the world for a day, who would you be and why?
I would be David for sure. I mean, look at his hair and his clothes. So I would be playing the guitar really well, so I didn't have to like play on the drums and sit all the time. So yeah, David.
Well, I guess that's hard to top, right?
I would be me then. No, just joking. I think I would be Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin, because he's the fucking coolest.
I think I would be Kevin Parker from Tame Impala, because I just really love his music and I think he just really do what he wants.
If you could only have one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
We have in Hungary kind of chocolate with sweet cottage cheese inside. It's called Turo Rudi, and it's really, really good. You should go to Budapest just for that, or to Hungary.
I really like pancakes with Nutella, so I stick with that.
maybe hamburgers, but maybe just hamburgers for the rest of my life is just, yeah, definitely hamburgers. Yeah, yeah.
Have you been in Latvia before?
Latvia? No, we almost been there to Tallinn. We've been to Vilnius, so almost catched your country. But there's like a good band, Carnival Youth. Yeah, we had a show actually in Budapest with them. So there's the only connection we have with you guys. So I'm not familiar with it, unfortunately.